democracynow.ca.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In Del Rio, Texas, photographs and video footage of Border Patrol agents on horseback chasing, grabbing, and whipping Haitian asylum seekers have sparked widespread condemnation. One border agent was heard screaming obscenities at asylum seekers, including children, after they attempted to return to a makeshift camp where thousands have been staying underneath a bridge for days.
Hey, you use your women? This is why your country because you use your women for this.
White House officials said they will investigate the violent attacks. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas traveled Monday to the makeshift camp in Del Rio, where he once again warned asylum seekers not to come to the United States.
Only Haitians living in the United States before July 29th are eligible for temporary protected status. If you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned. Your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's lives.
Driven by hunger, hundreds of Haitian refugees cross back into Mexico and return to the U.S. makeshift camp carrying food. This is a Haitian asylum seeker who says he and his two children went without food for 4 days.
People in the United States don't give us anything, just water. Since children only receive water, children are going hungry. We are out in the open. The United States government has no conscience.
Advocates say at least three more deportation flights were sent to Haiti yesterday. Several more are expected today and in the coming days as the Biden administration continues its mass expulsion of Haitian asylum seekers, including families and children. The Biden administration signaled Monday it will set a cap on refugee admissions to the United States at 125,000, a significant increase from the Trump administration, which admitted fewer than 12,000 refugees last year. But Amnesty International called on President Biden to go much further, citing political crises in Afghanistan and Haiti. Amnesty said, quote, the very least the United States can do is set a resettlement goal that meets the moment. Anything but a robust commitment to humanitarian protections for refugees and asylum seekers is a dismal failure, unquote. Here in New York, world leaders have gathered for the United Nations General Assembly with COVID-19 and the climate emergency set to dominate talks. On Monday, President Biden flew to New York ahead of his first address to the UN General Assembly today. Biden met with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who warned the U.S. against provoking a new Cold War with China. Last year's General Assembly was a mostly virtual affair due to the pandemic, but this year thousands from around the world are converging on Manhattan, raising fears of a super spreader event. On Sunday evening, Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, who has bragged about not being vaccinated, was spotted eating pizza with his entourage on the sidewalk outside a Manhattan pizzeria. New York restaurants require proof of vaccination against COVID-19 for entry. This comes after a member of Bolsonaro's UN delegation tested positive for coronavirus after arriving in New York. On Monday, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio had this response.
We need to send a message to all the world leaders, including most notably Bolsonaro from Brazil, that if you intend to come here, you need to be vaccinated. If you don't want to be vaccinated, don't bother coming.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres hosted a roundtable discussion with world leaders on the climate crisis, calling on nations, including the United States, to meet their commitments to a $100 billion a year climate fund. Guterres' call came just weeks before the UN is set to convene a crucial climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland.
My message this morning and to the Conference of Parties in November is that we need decisive action now to avert climate catastrophe. And for that, we need solidarity. Saving these and future generations is a common responsibility.
Youth activists around the globe are holding a global climate strike Friday, September 24th, including here in New York City, which will coincide with the UN's Climate Week. Ahead of the strike, Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg said the movement also needs to tackle racism, sexism, and inequality.
The climate crisis is caused by the same thing that is also fueling other crises and inequality around the world and the ecological crisis. And we cannot just solve one of these crises without also addressing the others.
The United States reported over 2,200 coronavirus deaths Monday, bringing its death toll since the start of the pandemic to 676,000. That's more people than were killed by influenza across the U.S. during the 1918 pandemic. Areas with the lowest vaccination rates remain the hardest hit by the Delta coronavirus variant. For the first time in history, Alabama recorded more deaths than births in 2020. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves condemned President Biden's vaccine mandate for federal workers as, quote, a tyrannical move. Mississippi has the highest death rate from COVID-19 in the United States. If it were a country, Mississippi would be second only to Peru in per capita coronavirus deaths in the world. Meanwhile, the Biden administration said Monday it'll lift COVID-19 travel restrictions in November on passengers from the UK, European Union, China, Iran, Brazil, South Africa, and India. India said Monday it will resume exporting domestically produced COVID-19 vaccines to other nations 5 months after it suspended exports of AstraZeneca shots amidst a devastating wave of infections. Meanwhile, a new study finds wealthy nations have stockpiled more vaccines than their populations are willing to consume, with about 100 million doses set to expire unused by the end of the year. In Sudan, government and military leaders say they've thwarted an attempted coup d'etat. Sudanese state media says military officers and civilians linked to the former regime of President Omar al-Bashir unsuccessfully tried to seize a state-run radio and TV building and several other government institutions around the capital, Khartoum. President al-Bashir ruled Sudan from 1993 until April 2019, when he was ousted from power by the military amidst massive popular protests. As tanks and other heavy vehicles surrounded Sudan's parliament, a member of the ruling military civilian council wrote on social media, quote, all is under control, the revolution is victorious, unquote. Canada's Liberal Party is poised to hold on to power and will form a minority government after a narrow election win over opposition Conservatives Monday. Incumbent Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the snap election in mid-August in a bid to win support for his response to the pandemic.
You are sending us back to work with a clear mandate to get Canada through this pandemic and to the brighter days ahead. And my friends, that's exactly what we are ready to do.
The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in December on a case involving a Mississippi law that bans most abortions 15 weeks into a pregnancy. Reproductive justice advocates warn the case poses a direct threat to the landmark 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade. In related news, a doctor in San Antonio, Texas, is being sued after admitting to performing an abortion in violation of a new Texas law. The legislation bans all abortions in the state after 6 weeks, before most people even realize they're pregnant, and allows for private citizens to sue anyone who aids and abets a person in getting an abortion. The civil lawsuit against physician Alan Braid was filed by a man in Arkansas who has no connection to the abortion at issue, and who said he had only filed the suit because of the potential $10,000 reward he could receive if the lawsuit is successful. At least 10 women and girls are killed every day in Mexico. That's according to a chilling new report published by Amnesty International, which also condemns Mexican authorities for failing to investigate femicides. The report, titled Justice on Trial, focuses on Mexico State, which accounts for some of the highest numbers of femicides in the country, and details how families and loved ones of victims are often forced to launch their own investigations as they're ignored by law enforcement. Mexico recorded the murders of over 3,700 women in 2020. Only 940 of those killings are investigated as femicides. In New York, federal prosecutors have rested their case in the trial against accused sexual predator and trafficker R. Kelly, who faces several charges, including sexual exploitation of children, kidnapping, and forced labor. Nearly a dozen survivors and over 30 other witnesses detailed the singer's pattern of sexual and other abuse against dozens of women and underage girls for nearly two decades. Cases against R. Kelly have also been filed in Illinois and Minnesota. If convicted, he faces decades behind bars. New York City's medical examiner's office says it'll investigate the death of a disabled prisoner who died Sunday evening at Rikers Island Jail after complaining he was feeling unwell. 42-year-old Issa Abdul-Karim was being held for a parole violation. Under the Less is More Act, just signed last week by New York Governor Kathy Hochul, he might have been cleared for release as early as this week. Abdul-Karim is the 11th prisoner to die at Rikers since December. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio's pledge to close Rikers, with plans to replace it with a smaller network of borough-based jails. And in Rwanda, the opposition political leader Paul Rusesabagina has been found guilty of terrorism and sentenced to 25 years in prison. He's credited with protecting the lives of some 1,200 people who took refuge at the hotel he managed during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. His story is portrayed in the Hollywood film Hotel Rwanda. Amnesty International denounced Rusesabagina's persecution, saying his trial was riddled with violations. This is his daughter, Karine Kanimba, speaking yesterday.
My father was tortured, kidnapped, denied his basic right, and then now they just gave him a guilty verdict, a verdict that comes without any credible evidence. The co-accused came on the stand and said that they had been forced and coerced and tortured into saying false things against my father. And the witnesses are paid government agents.
And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will bring a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 24 degrees Celsius. Thursday will be cloudy with sunny breaks and a high of 26 degrees Celsius. Friday there will be a few showers and a high of 20 degrees Celsius. Saturday will be mainly sunny with a high of 21 degrees Celsius. Sunday will bring a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 19 degrees Celsius. Monday there will be the chance of a shower and a high of 18 degrees Celsius. Finally, Tuesday will bring a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 18 degrees Celsius.
One night got my mind asleep, my heart's taking over, racing faster with every beat, finish line had me on my knees, I'm stuck in the feeling, the euphoria's winning. So sweet, didn't know when I came to stay. Had me hooked for I drove away, chained to the dream. Gave into your gravity, you magnetized my polarities. Stuck on the scene where.
Que j'appartiens. La vie peut jouer un tour comme Peekaboo. J'fais le monde à l'envers, c'est un déjà vu. Mon reggae restera toujours au rendez-vous. J'fais le serment de faire ça sans dessus dessous. La vie peut jouer un tour comme Peekaboo. J'fais le monde à l'envers, c'est un déjà vu. Mon reggae restera toujours au rendez-vous. J'fais le serment de faire ça sans dessus dessous. Je dors jamais, je rêve toujours. On
même plat, mais je vois que sans ça, c'est passé mon tour. À qui la chance, à quel écho? Profite de chaque moment qui défait le chrono. Et j'alimente le heat avec le journal. J'slice tous les haters comme un samouraï. UFO Jurassic, c'est paranormal. J'vous tolère déjà plus, c'est devenu insoutenable. La vie peut jouer un tour comme Peekaboo. J'fais le monde à l'envers, c'est un déjà vu. Mon A-game restera toujours au rendez-vous. J'fais ces moments faire sort sans dessus dessous. La vie peut jouer un tour comme Peekaboo. J'fais le monde à l'envers, c'est un déjà vu. Mon A-game restera toujours au rendez-vous. J'fais ces moments faire sort sans dessus dessous.
Disrupt my flow, destruct my night.
Oh no.
Pack the essentials, and away we go.
Oh. Too many things in my fanny pack. I should've brought my backpack. Should've brought my backpack. I should've brought my backpack. I got too many things in my fanny pack. I should've brought my backpack. Should've brought my backpack. Should've brought my pack.
All compact. Now I'm moving with that lag. Gotta just groove and lose that bag. Got a pocket full of change for a kebab. Now I know that I need that. Got an extra load that can detract. But you know I gotta stay strapped. Gotta stay strapped. Got a pony in my pack and a little K-dab. Got a horse of the crap that I really don't need. Tighten up, this buckle ain't tight enough, a rat that's quite enough, bright enough to know. Next time I'm out, all I need is my phone and a little bit of weed and a bigger bit of dough. Cause this fickle handy pack has got me moving slow. Disrupt my flow, destruct my night, oh no. Pack the essentials, and away we go, oh. Disrupt my flow, destruct my night, oh no. Pack the essentials, and away we go, oh.
Too many things in my fanny pack. I should've brought my backpack. Should've brought my backpack. I should've brought my backpack. I got too many things in my fanny pack. I should've brought my backpack. Should've brought my backpack.
It's overstuffed when you struggle to close that zip.
Way too many.
Should've brought my pack.
Mm-hmm. I should've brought my backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
You're listening to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal or online at ckut.ca.
Have you ever wanted to go back in time and high-five Leonardo da Vinci, or go forward into the future and hang out with an alien? This week on In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, we ask, is time travel possible?
In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, 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 in the Shower with Taz and Marcus.
Hello, lovely listener, and welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a bite-sized, informative podcast that aims to debunk the mysteries of the world in the time it takes you to have a shower.
Have you ever wondered why we fall in love?
Or whether water has a taste.
Or why we kiss.
If you have wondered the answer to any of those questions, then good news, we have tackled them and debunked them in a bite-sized podcast just like the one we're about to do. So if you're curious about the world, go check out our backlog of episodes. There's over 70 questions, which is a bit mad to think about. And if you listen to all of them, you will be a more interesting dinner party guest. That is a fact.
And we're about to answer one more.
Oh, I'm excited for this one.
Step into the shower with us as we tackle time travel.
In the shower with Taz and Marcus, 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 in the shower with Taz and Marcus.
Following up last week's mind-bending question, which was asked by Joey Carolyn on whether space ends or not, Lee Weefer, or Wafer, I'm going to go with Weefer, has asked us another fairly enormous question this week.
Remember when we started In the Shower, we would get about 5 poo-related questions a month.
Oh.
Now people are asking us to solve quantum physics anomalies.
Oh, God.
We've come a long way.
Simpler times, Taz. It's crazy how times things change, isn't it? Anyway, Lee has asked us whether time travel is possible, which, Lee, that is a big old question right there.
That is a big question. What do you think? Do you believe there are time travellers amongst us?
I've often wondered if... They are. And do you know what? Kind of at the base of things, we're all time travellers because we're all travelling through time. We're all having our different experiences of that. So, I mean, you can take a step back from like that idea and be like, oh, yes, we are all time travellers. But genuinely, I remember seeing Back to the Future as a kid. And this is probably how a lot of people got introduced to the concept of time travel. But having a big, long conversation with my dad about it. And I guess the whole topic of that is a good starting point for time travel. Have you seen Back to the Future?
No, I haven't, Marcus.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay, well, listen, I'll give you a bit of a refresher course, right?
Yeah.
Basically, Marty McFly travels back in time in a modified DeLorean, right?
Right.
He meets at the time, his teenage mother. She hasn't given birth to him yet. She's just like, she's just a teenager.
Right.
Who becomes interested in him romantically.
Oh, God.
Instead of his future dad, right? And thus disrupts the past in a way that could affect his future.
Causing him to never actually be born.
Well, that's it. The whole thing is, the whole concept of the film is he's trying to persuade his then mother to not be interested in him, but be interested in his dad. And he starts to gradually disappear a little bit and everything like that. So that is, I think, where we'll dip the toe in to time traveling, which is causality and the time travel paradox, right?
The idea that the present is a result of every tiny thing that has ever happened, and that if any number of them were to change, it could disrupt the future.
In like untold
in
and
unknown, yeah,
terrifying
ways.
It's like in time travel theory, this is what's called the grandfather paradox, right? Grandfather paradox is a paradox of time travel in which inconsistencies emerge through the changing of the past. The name comes from the paradox's common description, which is a person travels to the past and kills their own grandfather before the conception of their father or mother, which then prevents the time traveler's existence, which means that the grandfather can't be killed, which creates basically a loop of an inconsistency. And that's the paradox, right?
So basically, by killing the grandfather, the time traveler's parents would never come to be, and he would never have been born to kill the grandfather, and thus the loop just kind of keeps going and keeps
exactly.
going.
Exactly. Okay. This is the biggest issue with the mainstream idea of time travel. You go back and it kind of messes up everything, right?
Right, okay, I see. Imagine you went back and rode a dinosaur or something and returned to the present and everyone was scooting around in the back of T-Rexes.
Yeah, do you know what? It's kind of... That could be kind of cool, but I'd be more worried that I'd go back and like step on a lizard or something, and I come back and like we don't have refrigeration for whatever reason. Like, you know, it's kind of that chaos theory of like one small event setting off a massive chain.
Yeah,
of things.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Kind of like you take out one little domino or one little card from that house of cards, and all of a sudden, like, nobody's discovered America.
And like, you never really know, it's, you know, the far reaching effect of one tiny, tiny thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, do you know what? It's kind of, imagine you skip breakfast one day. And because you skip breakfast, you crash your bike into a car.
But like, that, you know, car, that's like regardless of time travel, even. Do you know, that's just how weird life is.
Oh, but do you know what? Like life is weird at the best of times without kind of the concept of causality, because we're dealing with a situation where you have the present, and that weirdness is already established. But it's like, if you know the actual kind of the definition of that weirdness, like if you're looking at last week and you're like, okay, if I had gone for a meal half an hour later, I would have missed this bus, and missing this bus, I could have been walking home and bought a scratch card and won the, like, you know, it's kind of like...
Yeah. We're getting off topic a little bit here. To get back to Lee's question, Lee simply asked if time travel was possible, not if it's absolutely loaded with contradicting paradoxes that'll leave your head feeling like an intergalactic scrambled egg.
Right, Lee. In that case, the answer is actually yes.
What?
Yeah, time travel is possible. I know, there's probably a lot of people listening to this right now going, what the hell is going on? You've been at the mulled wine again, Marcus. It is Christmas time. So it is possible, but not necessarily in the way that people think it is. So removing any speculations about paradox or causality and actually looking at the science of relativity, specifically Einstein's theory of relativity, we can look at what's called time dilation.
Time dilation?
Yes. So time measured along different trajectories is affected by differences in gravity or velocity, both of which affect time in different ways. Basically, the closer something moves to the speed of light, the more time dilates. And with it, distance shrinks in the direction of motion.
Oh no, I'm starting to get the same feeling as I did last week of my head being absolutely melted away.
Do you know what? It's like, don't worry about it. This is actually pretty... When it comes to quantum physics, it's kind of one of the easier things to get your head around a little bit. It's things warp the faster you go to the speed of light. So Vsauce on YouTube explained it really, really well. Imagine
Vsauce.
Imagine a shuttle left Earth traveling at 90% the speed of light, right?
Right.
Heading for a point 10 light years away.
Yeah.
You'd expect it to take 11 years or so, right? To reach that point.
Because it's at 90%.
But moving at that speed, time and distance both dilate. But only
meaning
for the,
what?
Well, only for the people aboard the shuttle. So from where we're standing on the Earth, in our time, relatively, it will take 11 years. But for the relative speed they're going at 90% of the speed of light, it would only take 4.4 years. So basically, they're going so fast, the velocity is affecting how time works, right?
So because they're traveling close to the speed of light, time is passing completely differently for them. What if they, you know, hit that furthest point and then came back?
Here's where things get interesting and you get to deal with the concept a little bit clearer, right? And this is, as I said, relativity, right? If that 11 Earth year trip is only taking the people on the shuttle 4.4 years, then they're coming back to Earth having aged just 9 years, while actually on Earth, 22 years have passed. So looking at that concept, you'd have traveled 13 years into the future relative to your time and space. I mean, it's not exactly DeLoreans or riding dinosaurs, but it's still valid physics. The same thing happened in Interstellar, you know, when they go to the water planet. And because it's on a planet that has higher gravity than Earth, that's just beside a black hole, 1 hour on the planet is the equivalent of 11 years back on the shuttle that they're originally on.
It's like closer to home. Oisín from Tiernan Oak.
Is it?
You know Oisín from Tiernan Oak? It's like an old Irish folklore tale where Tiernan Oak is the land of the youth, and in this land of the youth, you are young eternally.
Mm-hmm.
And Oisín travelled into Tiernan Oak, but basically, if you're from Tiernan Oak and you go into the real world and you step foot on the real planet Earth, then your age catches up with you.
Ah, actually, yeah, it actually kind of is.
Yeah, so basically, and then what happened is that he travelled back to normal Earth and tried to help an old man move a rock, and he fell off and hit the ground and aged instantly.
Ah.
But technically, it's the same kind of deal.
Okay, right, yeah. But you know what? That is folklore, but it is still, yeah, kind of the concept still says it's still valid physics.
So come here to me. Yeah, you mentioned riding dinosaurs a few times, but the only theory you've put on the table is moving forward. Is it possible to actually go back to the dinosaur age?
Ish. It's a weird one because, as I said, relativity only kind of deals with light speed moving forward in this kind of case. I found it pretty hard to get a clear answer anywhere on the internet. The consensus seems to be that you'd need something called a closed timeline curve, which could maybe kind of let an object travel back to its own past, but it's fairly disputed for all the reasons we outlaid above to do with paradoxes and causality. To be brutally honest, I am not a mathematician, and I'm trying to get my head around even entry-level quantum physics and quantum maths, and it isn't easy.
Yeah, okay, just go back to that a bit. What exactly is this closed timeline curve?
So imagine space-time, which is the way space is interpreted. Einstein saw time not as a linear plane. I think it was Isaac Newton said time flies straight like an arrow. Einstein saw time more like a river, moving and weaving around galaxies and universes and everything like that. That's why time, you know, moves faster in certain parts of the universe and slower, and we're dealing with our relative time.
Yeah.
So space-time is fairly malleable. Imagine space-time represented by a sheet of paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the passage of time being two ends of a page.
Okay.
A closed timeline curve is like folding the sheet over on itself and punching a hole through to the other side of the page, essentially skipping all of the time in the middle. Right, it's a bit mad.
Something like that happened in Interstellar, didn't it?
Yeah, kind of. They deal with like wormholes as well.
Yeah.
Which are just as equally confusing. Wormholes are, yeah, kind of a space-time conundrum, which, again, are valid in physics, but enormously confusing.
Yeah. A little bit off topic. Remember we did our question on alternate realities?
Yeah.
And it was all kind of theory, but then there was this weird... You told this weird anecdote story of a man that ended up somewhere in Japan, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that story again?
I cannot remember.
This man ended up in some weird part of Japan. I remember he had a passport that nobody recognised.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there anything like that with time travel? Like,
there's been a couple of people who claim to be time travellers who just show up and they're like, meh. People say Keanu Reeves is a time traveller.
Really?
Yeah, because there's like people who look like him in photos from the 1800s and stuff.
Gas!
Yeah, could be. You never know. There could be time travellers all around us.
Come here to me. Any other theories that are a little less head-melty?
Yeah, a lot of these are very much like, you know, physical theories. Like, we're not anywhere close to light-speed travel, nor will we be anytime soon. So all of these things exist only in complete hypothesis at the moment. So there is one more that is a little bit less head-melty and more kind of head-defrosty, right?
Okay.
So have you ever heard of cryonics?
I have not.
Cryonics are the theory that death isn't a single event and can be delayed by rapidly freezing the body to about minus 130 degrees Celsius, thus keeping it mostly in a condition where future scientists can defrost it.
Just like in Futurama.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's so Fry on New Year's Eve. Delivering a pizza to a cryogenics lab falls in and wakes up, what, like 1,000 years later. Do you know what? When I was researching this episode, I watched loads of clips from Rick and Morty and Futurama because as much as they are gas, silly cartoons, they actually tackle the kind of the ideas of space-time paradoxes, quantum physics, alternate realities, closed feedback loops and everything like that.
Cool.
In a really accessible way. And funnily enough, all of their maths is really well researched and it all kind of checks
really
out.
Really? They obviously have like really good researchers.
Yeah,
on the
show. So it's interesting. So with cryonics and cryogenics is that we don't actually currently possess the technology to bring someone back from a deep state of cryogenic sleep.
Okay.
And not to mention the fact that it is absolutely completely illegal to freeze a living person. You know, apparently Walt Disney is cryogenically frozen under Disneyland.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to have to put that one on the shelf somewhat. It's putting an enormous amount of faith in scientists from the future.
That is gas.
But imagine, you know what, you're on death's door and you elect to be frozen and then all of a sudden you just don't feel anything for 1,000 years and then you come back. It's like a little alien staring at you being like, beep, bop, bop,
beep, bop, bop. But it's like, what was Prince's line that you don't want to live forever? Nobody wants to live forever?
I think that was the line.
Was that it?
Was
it? Nobody wants to live forever. No.
I don't know what Prince song that is. Is it a Prince song?
Or maybe it's not a Prince song.
Maybe. I'm sure a lot of people
said, Who Wants to Live Forever? You know
who wants to live forever?
Who wants to live forever? You know the one I'm talking about.
I don't think I do.
Do you not? Anyway, go on.
Oh, God, sorry. I'm a bit fried. This episode has me frazzled.
Okay,
sorry.
Come here to me. Is time travel possible?
Yes, Taz and Lee Weaver. Yes, it is. Time travel in any noticeable way is possible in theory. It just requires immense velocity to achieve time dilation, which, you know, no biggie. As it stands, it doesn't look like time travel back into the past is possible. And even if it was, it would most likely not be worth it due to space-time paradoxes.
Between looking at the possibilities of space ending last week and exploring space-time this week, I kind of want to go back to the Pooh questions. Pooh doesn't have any issues with paradoxes or relativity.
Do you know what? I don't know. In writing this episode, I thought about time travel and the present and would I change anything in the past or want to know the future? And I don't think I would. Even if it was possible, I'm pretty happy with today.
In the show with Tazimarcus, 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 in the show with Tazimarcus.
Well, my brain is absolutely fried.
Absolutely. Like, I have had chronic hangovers that are less of a headache than this episode. But you know what? I hope that maybe we've scratched a little bit of the surface of this question. Time travel in theory is possible, yes. Can we achieve it? I don't know. Ask the guy who you can talk to last Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Lee Weaver, for sending in that brilliant question. If you, like Lee, have a question that you would like us to debunk in the time it takes you to shower, to research it, to sit down and record it, and to broadcast it to the nations, then please, please, please do send in your questions. Marks and I have made a pact that for the 2 weeks over Christmas, actually 2 or 3 weeks over Christmas, for whoever sends in a question, for every single person who sends in a question, we're going to donate €2 to Inner City Helping Homeless, which is located in Dublin, because there's a huge housing crisis going on right now.
So if you do have a question and you want to get in touch, or you just want to say hello, or you want to send space to your dogs, or just send us some comfort after the two massively existential questions we've had over the last 2 weeks, it's very easy to get in touch with us. If you're on Facebook, as many of you are, you can look us up at In The Share with Taz and Marcus. If you're on Instagram or Twitter, you can get us at In The Share Pod.
If you have a question that you would like us to answer, then you can send it in via email. We are available at intheshowerpodcast@gmail.com.
If you like what we do, or if you like having showers or podcasts or a combination of the above, then please tell your friends, family, tell your granny about the podcast. That is how word spreads about what we do, and we would really like if you could help us.
Please do. Please, 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 if you like this episode or any particular episode, just recommend it to a pal.
There you go. That can be your Christmas present to us.
Next week's question, Marcus.
Next week's question comes from a handsome, charismatic, talented, beautiful, wonderful, kind.
Okay, next
person.
Week's question comes from Marcus.
Next week's question comes from me. I thought of this question when I was actually researching another question that we'll be answering in a couple of weeks. And that question is, why do fish have nostrils?
That episode is going to be out next Monday in time for your morning shower. But in the meantime,
keep scrubbing.
In the show with Tazimarcus, 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 in the show with Tazimarcus.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Tonight, not in sync, is everything alright? Getting on your nerves, your soul disturbed, yeah, nothing feels right tonight. Here we go again, start another fight. Here I finally see the other side. And here I am again, asking we're alright. We're not okay, it's not just fine. I can't sleep tonight. Too much.
size, gonna be just fine. I need to get some sleep tonight. Find space, find time, find myself in the dark tonight. And here I am again, it's not alright, I'm not okay. It's not just fine. I can't sleep tonight. Too much going on in my mind. Overanalyze, unraveled, unraveled. I can't sleep tonight. Too much going on in my mind. Overanalyze, unraveled, unraveled. Where's the sandman? When I need him? Where's the vacuum when I need him?
Yourself up, but it's whole damn town. You're the only one. Said that you want me, but I know it's not true. Got me second guessing my morality.
a great morning with the Wednesday Morning After. Stay tuned for more shows on CKUT. Keep listening.
Septembre 2021, c'est l'émission Sleepy King Radio.